Hi, this is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on the Erica Glessing Show, where you get 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and light workers. And today my topic is age, and I'm very curious about this topic. I'm curious if you've stopped doing something because of your age, if you stopped learning something because of your age, or if you're frustrated because of your age. Like, if I haven't gotten there yet, like, should I stop trying? Or if my business isn't taking off, well, it's my age. And so I just want to look at, oh, and then who could I play with or hang out with? Well, not them. They're too young, or not them. They're too old, or not them. And it starts out really quite young. I've noticed this with children. If you're 12, oh no, mom, I couldn't talk to her. She's a junior and I'm a freshman. Or mom, I like him, but he's a sophomore and I'm a junior. Not that I'm the parent of teenagers, right? What was the reveal? So we start being sort of shown that these age differences are relevant when we're quite young. And I'm curious if you've stuck on any of that that you could let go of now, because I wonder if you could see yourself as though you were still in this time of age where every single expansion is going to contribute to the planet. Yeah, and it's bigger than you. So when you start to embrace that, and I was just talking to one of my clients who's in her 60s and she looks so young. And I was like, it's an ever young energy. It's like an ever young, And so what is it about you that you could just step into your own ever young or your own belief in you, regardless of the number of years attached to your physical body, right? Like, what if that number was so much less relevant than you were giving it credit for? And if you're using the number against you, are you using your age against you? Are you using it to limit you? Are you using it to stop seeing the possibilities that are going to unveil for you? Any place that you're doing that, just take a look at it today and say, age, how could you actually, support me, or how could I outcreate anyone else in my age? Right? And I love this energy of being me beyond a certain number, right? And this all came out recently for me as I was just looking at some of the choices I'd made that were so limiting and so depressing, actually, as I wasn't truly tuning into what I was capable of because I had gotten stuck into, since I'm this old, since I'm in this decade, the fives, the 50s, holy gammolies, like, where did that happen? How did I get there? And then how come I'm not further along? That's a really nice mind F. Like, whenever you ask yourself why you're not this or why you're not that, just as a heads up, that is typically not going to contribute a lot to your changing into your future, right? So what could you learn today is a good question, or what's possible in the next 10 years that I couldn't even have fathomed 10 years ago? What's possible now that I couldn't have imagined happening then, right? These are questions that are so fascinating. And just as another amazing and beautiful, shining example of this, I'd like to introduce you to this author whose name is Leonard Sam Baker, but he goes by Sam Baker. And he is 95 right now. And his new book, I'm just so blessed. Happy Publishing is the publisher. It's called The Silly Adventures of Petunia and Herman the Worm. And it's already r high ranking. So go get it. Go get it and be one of the first people to read it. It was a story that he told to his children over 40 years ago. And I asked him, I said, how long did it take you to write this book? And he said, 40 years. Right? So I wonder if that could inspire you. Because if Sam can stop everything and write a whole beautiful book and have it fabulously illustrated, and it's now going out in the world talking about a tomato worm, and he loves to eat, he's so crazy about eating, and then he becomes something different. So he transforms in the book, and that's the reveal. And he befriends a young woman, a little girl. She's lost her mom. So the story is beautiful, and the author is 95. So where is it like that you have chosen to stop doing something, or to consider yourself not enough, or any place where you're less than, any place where you don't have that sense of empires could be built starting today? I'd just like to shake you. No, I won't do that. But I'd just like to wake you up into your own glory today and have you really be with that sense of your own creative power. Yeah. Where have you not been willing to express yourself in the light of your glory? And could you just take back some of that today, please? Just embrace some of your power today and really get a little bit lighter around the number of years your body's been on the planet. That's a lot less important than we think. So that's your Sassy Sunday with Erica Glessing. And we're going to have a great week this week. I will be having Sam Baker on the show, 95-year-old inspirational author of The Silly Adventures of Petunia and Herman the Worm. And I have some other authors coming in and rock stars coming to the show this next week. So don't forget to tune in to the show. And I look forward to connecting with you more deeply. Thanks.